Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. So welcome to one of our mini episodes. We are going to be bringing you a daily dose. I want to be here with you every day. I want to be that one person who's always in your life to bring you home to yourself, to give you that little bit of the break in the clouds, to show you, yes, you do belong here. No, you're not broken. And yes, you're needed. And I'm hoping that each day, there'll be something that I have to share with you that will encourage you, that will inspire you, that will make you feel less alone. And by the way, we are doing a pre-sale right now. I do this 12-week signature coaching program made to do this. Over the next 10 days, you can get in at the current price. When we actually officially launch in a few weeks, the price will be going up $1,000. So if you want to get in for a $1,000 discount, I would definitely go check it out. Go to madetodothis.com. You can check it out. But Made to Do This is very sacred. It is a 12-week interactive, intensive coaching experience where you will have a total paradigm shift. And during the program, we step into our calling. It is absolutely my knowing that every single one of us is here to use our gifts to make a difference in the world. And, you know, our most creative tool is our energy. It's our enthusiasm. It's our passion. It's our open heart. We can change the world so much more through our energy than through the physical, through what degree we have or through where we live or our zip code. None of that matters. What matters and what creates worlds is that open-hearted, fully passionate, like, vision. We're really envisioning, what kind of world do you want? Let's be expansive. Let's really realize that every single one of us has the power, like Harold and the Purple Crayon, to draw the world the way we want to see it and to truly, truly set the world ablaze in the magic that is our heart. If you have any questions about Made to Do This, you should come on over to my Instagram at kathy.heller and you can DM me, my team or myself will get back to you. You can also go to the website madetodothis.com and check it out. We have amazing guest experts coming in. The next session will begin in June. Gabby Bernstein will be coming in to do a session, as well as Shalene Johnson, as well as Allie Webb, founder of Dry Bar, and many other just awesome souls. And that program is all about finally taking true inspired action. We've just graduated last week. Almost 900 souls, 888 people graduated from that program. We had over 500 people live on the graduation call because it is a vortex. I highly encourage you to check it out because we are going to officially open it for enrollment next month and we will sell out. But I am just wanting to let you guys know, because you're in the sort of inner circle, I wanted to let you know that there is an opportunity to get in now and to get in at the current price. So you can go to madetodothis.com and check it out. So here's what was on my heart today. Let's take a listen.
People can't believe how much easier it is to stop marketing. Stop marketing. Be market driven. Who are you talking to? What lights her up? What breaks her heart? And then go make that thing for that person who cares about that thing. And give her that emotional freedom. Give her that turnaround. And you will watch how people take out their credit cards. And they will be so grateful because you told them a story. And when they bought it, they turned into their own hero. Because of the story you told them, they became a hero to themselves. That's what you get. When people sign up for Made to Do This, I tell my team, they've already won. They've already won. There was a group of 18,000 people in that challenge. We have 20 million downloads. It came down to a group of less than 1,000 people who are like, I will be the hero of my life. I voted for myself. And everything else is ancillary at this point. You made a huge step towards your future, towards your daughter's future, towards yourself, towards artists, towards all these things. And you felt that. And it was big and it was brave and it was breaking a pattern. And it was the pattern you were so wanting somebody to help you break. You get to do that for people. Marketers actually change the world. People who are market-driven change the world. They make change. It's incredible. You get to be a part of this. This is not about salesmen. It's not about used cars. That is garbage. There's nothing in that that has any empathy or has any bearing on what's going to happen as we go through the world. But you get to do this. So think about her. Who is she? You were her. You are her. I lived that life of being in a day job and feeling like it was literally life or death. It was literally life or death. I'm like, if I stay here another year, I will turn into my mother. I will literally be fighting depression the rest of my life. This is not something I'm willing to play with. It's playing with fire. So that's who I'm talking to. I'm like, step away from the desk, start to see a new path. Let's go. So who's your person? Who's your person? And then you do it per thing, right? Like after a certain point, I told you that I realized instead of writing music, every time I would talk to a TV person, they'd be like, oh, can you write this song for Grey's Anatomy? There's this sex scene. Can you do this? Can you do that? And I could at some point, I could like just keep writing all this music. I said, no, the songs that I keep writing, I realized I'm going to write songs for brands because brands had these big idealistic agendas. And every time they would give me an assignment, I fell in love with the assignment. Keurig Coffee or Target, they would tell me these songs, these ideas. And that's when I wrote Let Your Color Shine because they were like, we want everyone to be an original. We want everyone to feel like they matter. And I'm like, oh, so I became known for that. And I started going to those people and saying, when you need a song like that, come to me. When you need, and I literally branded myself to those businesses as that person. Like, yeah, you can go to anyone for any song. I'm the person who's going to write the song for you that's authentic and helps people feel like they can show up in the world, that they can do something radical in the best way. Same thing when I started my music class. I was like, all right, well, what would I want to know? Who would I be talking to? What lyrics is she singing, so to speak? And I started talking to songwriters and I started saying to them, hey, do you want to be able to not keep spinning your wheels? Like, let me show you how to write for film and TV. Have you thought about it? Do you blah, blah, blah. And I started talking to them the way I was talking to myself. So take a second and think about emotionally, what story can you tell? And then that's why not only when Melissa said it's easier to market to your when you're market driven, it's easier to build a business. Because if you're making running shoes, all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, this is so fun. If it's all for runners, what's the world? I could create a running podcast for runners. Then I could have this whole like summit for runners. Then I can make certain kinds of shoes and I can get really specific. And I can have a, like, I don't know, a running coach talk about why these shoes are so helpful. And I can talk about my experience running. And then I can also talk about the fact that I never thought I was a runner. I was never a good runner because I was too tall or I was too this, but I became a runner. And running wasn't just about running. Running was about all the other things that running gave me. So if you actually put on these running shoes, not only are you a good runner, but you're What's going to happen? You're going to run home to yourself. You're going to run through what you need to run through. You're going to stop running around it. And what, I don't know. I mean, this is what's so fun. It's so creative, but it only gets to feel unlimited and creative when you actually know who you're working toward. If you're writing towards everyone, you're making vanilla ice cream. Good luck coming up with an idea for a podcast that's about vanilla ice cream. It's too much. It's too bland. It's too everything. Have a point of view. And then here's the good thing. For the first time in your life, you can say, I don't care if everybody likes me. And you want to repel and attract. There should be people who go, I don't belong here. If that's not the case, If everybody likes you, if everybody, you're doing something wrong, you have no point of view. You're pleasing someone. You're not showing up somewhere, right? You should be bless and release. I can't be for everybody. You know how good people feel when they show up and they are your person, but you tell who your thing is not for? You're like, look, if you want this and this, I don't do that. I do this. It gives the people who are for you feeling of like, oh, she values me. She's not just trying to be everything to everyone. She's actually just trying to show it for me. And then the study has shown, the data has shown that if you can get to 1,000 people, you just sit back and watch them come. You don't have to do any kind of marketing. That's why I don't have any Facebook ads running, other than the fact that sometimes when we do a challenge, we send an ad to our already warm audience, right? That's it. And they did all the work for me. Is this starting to make sense?
All right. Well, I hope you guys are going to enjoy these mini episodes. If there's something that you need to hear, if there's a question that you have, if there's a certain particular way that I can support you, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller. I'm here for you. I'm here to remind you with complete certainty that it is absolutely possible for you to get paid to do what you love, for you to feel that feeling of purpose and contribution in your life every day, because you were put here. You were assigned to share with the world that which is uniquely yours. And so if there is any way that I can help support you, please let me know. In the meantime, I'll be bringing you these daily doses and hoping that that makes a difference. I love you so much. If this is helpful, please share it on your Instagram. Please text it to somebody. Let's keep spreading the love and helping people to show up more in this life with the magic that they were given.